This is 7AD, the Cricket North West Grand Final on the weekend. In the first grade, it was Ulverston beating Burnie. The game nearly went the full 3 days. It was a terrific game of cricket. Here's Ulverston captain Jordan Kelly, who's actually at the Ulverston clubhouse still. Hello, mate.
G'day, Darren. How are you?
All right. Well, it's a huge couple of days for the club. And first season as captain, pretty good start for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, very humbling. As I touch on probably after the game, it was something I'd never seen myself doing or had ambitions to do. But very, very honoured to have the role, and great that we had the success that we did.
Yeah, good job. And I know in the club rooms when you had a bit to say after the win, you said it was a little bit intimidating taking on the captaincy with two of the club legends in, Snare and Wormsley, the GOAT, in the team.
Absolutely. So many games played by those twos. There's no question that they're the best in our team, and they're true leaders. So, I did find it a little bit intimidating, but they definitely made the ride so much smoothly. Always had a shoulder to lean on and someone to talk to. So, they made it pretty good.
And they both performed. Wormsley got 80-odd and Snary did what he does and watched a lot of balls and took time out of the game, made a 40-odd, and Josh got wickets. So, two of the big guns performed as expected. You had four teenagers in your team.
Yeah, pretty young group. We knew that was probably going to be the case. We had a few exit through last year, experienced players go out, and we knew that there was going to be opportunity for some young guys, and they definitely played their role throughout the season. Everyone done their job, so it was super pleasing, and very proud of them.
Yeah, and also well done to the Burnie Cricket Club too. They came into the dressing rooms with some beers after the game.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like we've been in that position a few times now, and it's a tough pill to swallow. Of course it is, but they done the right thing and come in, and we really enjoyed that and thank them for that. That was awesome by Rev and the boys.
Yeah, and the field and the wicket at La Trobe were just sensational, perfect for a 3 day game of cricket.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. There was something in it for both bat and ball over the 3 days. You really had to sort of work in to get your runs, but once you're in, you're all right. But there was always something on offer for the bowlers as well. So Simsy and the crew over at La Trobe have done a marvellous job, and I think the grand finals, that's probably where it should be played.
Yeah, it was a great game and a very, very close game. It looked, it could have gone either way.
Yeah, it was. I'd be lying if I told you I had heaps of sleep over the last 3 days. I was very nervous when I dropped Hazy on the Saturday. Yeah, there wasn't much hours slept in my house that night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just a great effort by the club. I think it's the first A-grade premiership, I think, 2015-16?
2015 was our last one, yes.
Yeah. And you would have played in that, right?
No, I did not play in 14 and then moved away for a little bit.
All right. Well, good effort, mate. A chance to relax a bit and then celebrate again on Saturday night with the club presentation, awards and dinner. So that'll be good fun.
Absolutely, Darren. It's always a good night to celebrate the year. So, looking forward to it.
All right, mate. Well done. Thanks for having a yarn.
Darren.